Happy January. This is Jan Bratt, and this is my January hedgegram. Happy New Year. I hope you like my monthly hedgegrams. Besides random thoughts, I like to report on my artistic work every month, and I call it a hedgegram. When I was quite young, I wanted to be a children's book illustrator, and I would have loved to be connected to someone who was. Because it is New Year's, I would like to add a personal reflection on a new beginning as well. I was lucky to have parents that encouraged using our imaginations. When I say our, I mean myself and my two younger sisters. My mother was a preschool teacher and was very wise about the lives of young children. When we were in high school, she went back to a junior college to take more courses in childhood education. She went to a junior college that was in a small town nearby. The teachers there were top rate and had great expectation. Seeing my mom go back to school and be so invigorated made a lasting impression on me. Children always fascinated my mother, and her basic rules for us meant we should be reading, playing games, drawing, or being outside. In those days, we could have two TV shows only on Saturday morning. In those days, we could safely ride our bikes all over town and explore the woods and fields. There were trails all through some of the larger, undeveloped tracts of land, and I often wonder who made them and used them. I became a children's book author and illustrator, and my younger sister did too, Jeannie Bratt. My sister Sophie became an amazing sixth grade teacher and now a speech pathologist. I'm happy to say my mom lived to see my sister follow in her footsteps, and the other two of us involved creating children's books, her two great interests. Once in a while, events happen that coincide in a unique and productive way. This chain of events began around New Year's, and I want to write about it. My husband Joe and I traveled to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to see his son and their family. Because they have four children and have no free bedroom, we stay at a resort nearby called Tamara Hyatt Regency. This hotel is part of the Santa Ana Pueblo and is very beautiful. There are trails through a cottonwood woods that open up to the Rio Grande and a beautiful stable in the shadow of a mesa sacred to the Tamayama people. This stable is very well cared for, and the rehabilitated rescue horses, at least 60 head, are like a who's who of the horse world. Gorgeous Belgians, Halflingers, Mustang, Paso Fino, a Shetland pony, and more than you can count quarter horses in all their gorgeous color combinations live in this beautiful place of sage and grasses. In the hotel, many of the staff are Native Americans, and the decorations in the rooms and public spaces are traditional textiles, pottery, and Native American painting. In our room, we had a pottery bowl with a beautiful chicken in black and terracotta red on cream background. As if that were not enough, there was a beautiful horse and warrior painting in the traditional style. Along with the hedgehog and horse, chickens are a favorite of mine. For a few hours on weekends, a Navajo silver artist named Michael visits the lodge and sells his jewelry. He also brings his tools and shows how he works. Last year, I wanted to buy a piece, but he was thoughtfully explaining his process to another guest, and we had to go. This year, I was lucky, and I bought an eagle feather bracelet because I want it to remind me of my chickens. They both have feathers, after all. Another bracelet caught my eye, called a prayer bracelet. On the sides, you can see motifs of mountains and grasses in three groups. Michael told me that the tradition was to face sunrise and say the prayer. Again when the sun is at its highest, and one more time as the sun sets. This is an excerpt from the prayer, which I got from the internet. One starts facing east and turns clockwise to the south, west, north, and back to east again. In beauty I walk. With beauty before me I walk. With beauty behind me I walk. With beauty above me I walk. With beauty around me, I walk. It has become beauty again. When I got home, I woke up and faced the sunrise, but since it was 5 degrees, I did it from my upstairs window. I noticed all around that one window, frost flowers had formed in beautiful patterns. Then I went off to check on my chickens and pack for a road trip to Vermont to meet my daughter and her family for skiing. Just before leaving, I snapped a photo of the frost patterns. When I got home, I painted them in the book jacket of the snowy nap. The frost flowers were just the touch it needed. I really love to stop and think about beauty 3 times a day in a purposeful way. It really nourishes me, and I get energy from it. The web has some very beautiful Navajo and Native American prayers on it. When I went back down to buy my second bracelet from Michael, I showed him an article I had just read in Outside Magazine about a Navajo track coach who organizes a 55K race in Arizona's Canyon de Shelly. The special thing about this long-distance race is that the singlet you wear in order to be in the race enables you to follow the course through sacred land, a beautiful canyon. It turns out that Michael, even though he lives in Albuquerque now, went to that same high school. The race is a little too long for me, but I got a good start on my training by running a 9-miler in my old town next door where I grew up on New Year's Day. It was 12 degrees, but I was warm as toast with all my layers. I am late with getting in the finishes for the snowy nap, but I am revitalized and very happy with my new work, especially the frost flowers. I love that the new year means new beginnings, and I wish you all the best in 2018 and a fresh start and renewed energy in your creative life. Happy New Year, your friend Jan Brett.